All right, next patient we're going to do together is going to be Neighbors, N-A-B-E-R-S, Price, P-R-I-C-E, Jr. Neighbors, Price, Jr. Let's see if I have that here. Date of birth on this patient is 12/21/38. And she was seen 12/23/25. This is a, let's see, 1938. This is an 87-year-old gentleman on hospice with history of CVA. Right-sided weakness, obesity, total and complete bedbound, history of seizure disorder related to a large stroke, ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, increased confusion, decreased function, PPS remains at 40%, FASD score is at 7A, which is evidence of decline, lives with his wife, Shirley. It tells me that patient has bouts of obtundation. Whether it's related to a TIA or seizures, it's unknown. Patient is on seizure medication, of course, at this time. Patient sleeping 12 hours, at least 12 or more hours a day, even though he has a history of obesity. He's eating less. MAC is at 33.5 now. PPS dropped down to 30%. Sorry, has shortness of breath with activity, shortness of breath with rest, requires turning every 2 hours to keep the bony prominences, decubitus ulcer free, period. Patient has bouts of constipation, requires medication on a regular basis, period. They're no longer able to get in the wheelchair. Has had stage 1 decubitus ulcer in the past, which is being treated and requires turning, of course, on a regular basis, especially including a special hospital bed and mattress to reduce the chances of developing these ulcerations, period. Patient appears confused. Today, at the time of visit, is oriented to person only. O2 sat's 94%, pulse is 69, blood pressure 126 over 53. His wife says he has a better day today. Sometimes he doesn't wake up till 10 or 11, and even lunchtime because of his obtundation, which I suspect is related to continuation of lacunar strokes and or seizure disorder, period. He's on the right amount of seizure medication since higher doses will have more side effects for this patient. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Patient continues to remain hospice appropriate. Thank you.